Speaking on this program is Jim Dearman.
Last time we began a study of the ABCs of the Christian life, and in so doing we said the ABCs are important. They're some of the first things we learn in school because they are fundamental to our language. And we have to learn to add before we study algebra or other forms of math. But by the same token, Christianity has its ABCs as well. That is, there are fundamentals of the faith that need to be learned and, most importantly, need to be lived. And so we've talked about the A, representing abounding in the work of the Lord. The B, among the ABCs, being boldness. The Christian is bold. That is, he's plain and open in his proclamation of the truth, but he does so with a proper spirit, a proper attitude. The letter C represents cheerful. Christian is to be cheerful, as we noted from Romans 12 and verse 8. The D, yes, the Christian is a doer. As James wrote in James 1:25, that we're to be doers of the work, not hearers only. The E represents earnest. We're to earnestly contend for the faith once and for all delivered to the saints. We're to be earnest as a part of our Christian living. The F obviously suggests faithful. Being faithful even until death, Jesus said, and I'll give you a crown of life. The G, we noted, being gentle. The servant of the Lord is not to strive, but to be gentle to all men. The H, honorable. From Romans 2 and verse 7 was our passage. The I, we should be industrious as Christians. We're to go to the ant, as the wise man of old said, consider her ways, be wise. The J, we noted, represents being just. We're to think on those things that are just as well as the other things Paul wrote about in Philippians 4 and verse 8. The K represents kindness. We're to be kind one to another, Ephesians 4, 32. The L obviously would remind us of the need to be loving. Love is one of the ABCs of the Christian life. As Peter wrote, we're to love one another with a pure heart fervently. Those who've been purified by obedience to the truth of the gospel, we are to love one another and obviously to love God and Jesus Christ with all of our hearts. The M, as we concluded our study last time, reminds us of meekness, that we are to put on as the Christian garment, among other things, as Paul wrote in the Colossian epistle, meekness. Now let's continue and conclude our study today of the ABCs of the Christian life, moving to the next letter in the alphabet, the N. And that represents being neighborly. Yes, being neighborly. That's what we should be as Christians. Christians should be the best neighbors that anyone could possibly have. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 14, Paul reminds us, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. It's always been God's will that we should consider our fellow man, that we should consider our neighbor. Of course, the O in the alphabet should remind us of the need to be obedient. We've already looked at a passage from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22, where Peter wrote, since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. Love one another fervently with a pure heart. Yes, we are to love and obey. Obedience is a part of loving, isn't it? Jesus Christ is described in Hebrews 5:9 as the author of eternal salvation to all those who obey Him. Yes, the author of eternal salvation, not to all, but to all who obey. Yes, salvation is available to all men, but it is given only to those who obey Him, Hebrews 5 and verse 9. And the letter P in our alphabet of the ABCs of the Christian life should remind us of the importance of being patient. And the idea of patience in the New Testament is the idea of being steadfast, of enduring difficulties and trials, and coming through those difficulties and trials stronger than when we entered those trials. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 14, Paul wrote, now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. Be patient with all. We're not only to have patience ourselves or steadfastness, but we're to also exhibit that patience with others and to be understanding and encouraging of them. Well, what about the letter Q? Well, the letter Q would remind us of quiet. Quiet. Yes, to be quiet. What do we mean? Well, Paul gives us the meaning in 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 11, that you also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. A quiet life. That's what we're to lead. The letter R in our alphabet should remind us to be ready. Oh, this is very important. We are to be ready, but ready for what? Well, 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15 reminds us of what we're to be ready for. There, Peter writes, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." Oh, how vitally important it is for the Christian to be ready to give an answer concerning the reason for the hope that is in him. And yet he's to do that with meekness and with fear. But you know, you can't be ready to give an answer unless you know the answer. And the only way to know the answer is by the study of God's Word. And so, the Christian is to study. But let's move along, and the letter S in the alphabet reminds us of being separate. Yes, the Christian is separate from the world. The Christian lives in the world, but he does not live of the world. That is, he does not live like the world. He's not worldly in his aspirations and in his actions. In 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 17, Paul admonished, "Therefore come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you." Oh, how important it is for us to appreciate the fact that the Christian is separate. You know, the Bible has a great deal to say about the fact that Christians are set apart. They are sanctified. Yes, they are saints. And that's the meaning of saint, is to be sanctified or set apart. We are set apart if we are Christians. We're set apart for a holy use, for a special purpose. And we are therefore separate from the world. Oh, obviously, we have to live in this world. But as we said, we don't live like the world. And the world is not in us because we have come out from the ways of the world. That's vitally important for us to appreciate. Now let's move to the letter T. And you might guess, yes, that the letter T would represent thankfulness. We should be thankful. Oh, how much the Scriptures have to say about thankfulness. For example, in Philippians 4, and verse 6, the Apostle Paul writes, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." With prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving. In other words, thanksgiving is to be characteristic of our prayers to God. We've been called out of the world. The Apostle Paul reminds us in the Colossian letter in chapter 3 and verse 15, "And the peace of God is to rule in our hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful." There it is again. Colossians 3:15, "And be thankful." And oh, we have so much for which to be thankful if we are Christians. Our salvation, obviously. The peace that passes understanding is ours because we have obeyed the gospel by believing in Jesus Christ, repenting of our sins, confessing Him as the Christ, and by being buried with our Lord in baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We have come forth from that watery tomb, cleansed by His blood. We are added to the Lord's church, and in that church, the kingdom of God, our lives should be constantly characterized by thanksgiving. And so the letter T is thankful. The letter U is unselfish. The Apostle Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 24 Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being. Now that's unselfishness, isn't it? Let no one what? Seek his own, but each one the other's well-being. Paul made a similar statement in the Philippian letter and emphasized the same point in Philippians 2 and verse 4, where he wrote, "Let each one of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." Yes, unselfishness. That's a characteristic of the Christian. The V in our ABCs would represent virtue. We've been called to glory in virtue, Peter reminds us in 2 Peter 1 and verse 3, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue. And two verses later, in 2 Peter 1, and verse 5, Peter writes, "But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue." Moral courage is the idea here. Be virtuous. That's the letter V. The letter W, watch. The Christian is to be watchful. Revelation 3 and verse 2, we're to be watchful in our Christian life. The letter X, well, what are we going to do with the letter X, you might ask? Xenomorphic. Yes, xenomorphic. Where do we find that X? Xenomorphic means having a shape other than its own. And it fits with the words of the Apostle Paul, "I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But not I, Christ lives in me." In other words, I appear to be a human individual, but Christ is really living in me. I have been transformed. And so xenomorphic fits. The Y would represent being yielding. To yield our members, servants to righteousness, Romans 6, 19. The Z, to be zealous. To be zealous of good works, Titus 2, 14. Thus we have the ABCs of Christian living. It's good to know the fundamentals of what is expected of us in living the Christian life. But the ABCs will do no good until we first render initial obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ and become a Christian.